This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, spend $30 or more on fragrances online to get free, fast delivery within 3 hours. T's and C's apply. Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's Every Billy's Joke from this week.
I got two vouchers here, Jim. A $100 donkey voucher.
Yes.
Hang on. And a $50 Shamrock Hotel voucher.
And there's the clock, yep.
Come on. Oh, we've got 42 seconds. Righto, Jim. My girlfriend invited me to meet her parents.
Yes.
Before we went over, she said that her father, Jing, had a car accident and had his legs amputated at the hips, Jim.
Yes.
And it's very sensitive and I was not to mention it.
Right.
So I went over to the house and you wouldn't believe it, the dad greeted me at the door.
Yes.
So I just looked in the house and I said, "G'day, Jing, how are you? Where's the other half?"
It's not even a pro. It's like in a pro.
There we go.
Like hasn't got any legs.
Got no legs. The other half, Jim. Ah, well done.
Oh, a bit sad today, Jim.
Why?
Sad news. My obese parrot died yesterday. Mind you, it's a huge weight off my shoulders.
So, Bill, not a boring pet story, a joke. Let's see if we can find one of them.
Obese parrot died. Jim.
Yeah, no. I get the story.
It's a huge weight off my shoulders.
Bill.
Do you actually get it?
Do you understand that retelling a joke doesn't make it funnier? The first time you told it.
Ramsey liked it. Don't you do bully.
Now you told it again and it still isn't funny.
It's quite.
So you'll have a second.
No, I haven't.
This is how you go. You know if your first one's poor.
I was happy with that one.
You're probably going to need a second one.
I haven't got one because I was very happy with that one. Mm. And it's up to you, Rabbit.
I'm guaranteeing it from now.
You said you're going to.
I'm not sitting in this segment ever again.
Oh, yes.
You two good. Fat faces can do your own thing.
It's actually a good joke.
That sums the Pittsburgh Steelers up, actually. That's a sort of dump-ridden organisation.
Jimmy,
at least we got a quarterback.
Jim.
Oh, yes.
Good joke. Had one.
When you get it, I see Whitney still hasn't worked it out. You are the king of the
divan. Here we go, Rose. You ready to go?
Ready to go. Okay.
She's ready.
I'm ready. Don't look at cat's bum over there.
No, this is going to be good, isn't it, James?
Yeah, it is. Little Johnny, Jim.
She's gone to Johnny.
Tells his teacher he found a dead cat.
Right.
"How did you know it was dead?" said the teacher. "Because I pissed in its ear and it didn't move." "You did what?" "You know, I went up to it, leant over it and went, psst, and it didn't move."
Oh, You cannot be laughing.
What is wrong? I've never seen it laugh so much.
Did you even try and not laugh at
no,
that?
I did. I tried.
Sucked in, Jimmy. That's it. Say good joke.
I've had enough.
Who are you going to get next? Whitney.
Whitney. She's coming in.
She laughs at everything, though.
Or Maddie. I'm going to keep going until I find someone who can hit the right button.
Goffy.
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 You're
Dan.
Yourself, eh?
No, Bill, I get it. I just don't understand what. Whoever sits in that chair suddenly develops
Jim,
a syndrome.
Pissed in its ear.
Yeah, no, thank you, Bill.
And I didn't
I
even
give
sweat.
Up.
Well done, Anthony William. Jim, you wouldn't believe this.
You there, host?
Yep. I lost three fingers on my right hand.
Did
Jim.
You?
Lost three fingers.
Yep.
So I asked my doctor if I could still be able to write. He said, "Yeah, maybe, but I wouldn't count on it." Wait for it. Oh, no, I threw the swear word in too.
See, that's a cheap ploy. So.
Yeah, we are. Oh, someone's happy. First time I've seen him. Don't you dance either.
That was bad.
Really,
it's been Chief a long Floyd. Time coming, Fat.
Actually,
it's
wanted,
a better song.
I wanted a really
better
cool,
song.
I was due for it.
More accurate reflection.
I like it.
Putting swear words in.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
Anyway, good to see you happy, James.
Well,
and
I like that song better.
Oh, Pat's bum. Beardicum. Oh, now you're laughing.
I'm smiling. It's a good song.
Anyway, go the Tigers. Tiger. It's Tiger time!
That's all you get from me, Fat.
It's a long song.
The old double. You
duble.
Ever can have a couple.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now?
Oh, nah.
'Cause you're not funny, man.
Grow up.
At least not on purpose. Oh!
Now, that opener makes me giggle even before you start the joke.
Yeah, same. No, it doesn't. Actually, I don't like it. Oh, no. This has got a bit of mango hanging from the tree here, Jim.
Oh, no.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Fruit.
Oh, mango. Right, I see. Yeah. Right.
Just can't pick that up, you two.
Well, mango, I thought you were going down a really bad path.
My heart has started palpitating in anticipation.
Yeah. Why, Jim?
Yes.
Is there no pregnant Barbies?
Or even are there no pregnant Barbies?
Why?
I don't know.
Because Ken came in another box.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, that can't be where you're headed.
I don't know whether Ken was really that interested in Barbie either. But,
no. This is out of
line. You can't say that.
You can't be putting a layer on that.
And another Sam Blankville. I think that's 9 from 10 for Anthony Wiehm.
What the hell?
I tell you what.
Hose is just lathering some over the top.
That's worse than my joke.
Sorry.
9 out of 10 ain't bad.
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Come on, Hose. You're
tidy
better than
it up.
No, I'm not.
I think Rabbits will be back Monday.
Monday.
No, Hose out. Rabbits in.
Woo! Hose just casting aspersions on Ken.
Not sure.
Yes. What?
Sa-ba-boom-wah. For even more of Billy's jokes and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour, download the Listener app now. Triple M's Rush Hour. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, spend $30 or more on fragrances at chemistwarehouse.com.au to get free, fast delivery to your door within 3 hours. Ends 3 p.m. local time, September 4. See website for full T's and C's.